Here's one of my favorite things. When someone who has expertise and a great love for people, and they're able to bring it all together online through the offering of courses and group coaching programs and experiences, it's one of my favorites. And my guest this week is doing that, and she's one of my favorites too. Hey guys, you're listening to Love People and Make Money. My name is Kelly McCauzy. I'm your host, and this is episode number 16. In case you're looking for show notes on the web, lovepeoplemakemoney.com. Click on podcast and look for episode number 16. My guest, the most amazing, creative, and beautiful Elaine Allen, is the smiling face that will be looking back at you from those show notes. Oh my gosh, you guys, I love Elaine so much. I have never failed to enjoy the time I get to spend with Elaine, and I wish I could spend more time with her, but we don't live in the same state, as is true with so many of my friends. We're spread out all over the place. I did recently get to spend some more time with her. I was in Nashville, which is where she's from. I was there for WordCamp US. I got an opportunity to speak there, and she came to the event with me. We were roomies, and she was telling me stories about her early experiences with art and creativity, and hearing the stories inspired me. And I begged her to come on the podcast and let me ask her questions. And so she said yes. And, you know, this is not a show about art and creativity. But it is, too, because we're all building our businesses. We're entrepreneurs. We're expressing our expertise and our creativity in a variety of ways, looking for ways to meet the needs of people and find those profit points along the way. And that's what Elaine is doing too. Elaine has been in a process over the last few years of bringing what she does offline in teaching art, bringing it online and packaging it up in a format where somebody who finds her site could say, oh, wow, that looks cool. I'll take that class and do it all virtually. So that's the big tie-in for me getting to talk with her on this show and introduce her to you. I want to definitely encourage and inspire you to lean into your creativity with Elaine. And I just want you to notice how Elaine has been able to bring that love of art into an online business format. So let's just jump right into the conversation. Hey, everybody. You are back here with Kelly, and I'm joined now by my guest, Elaine Allen.
Hi, Kelly.
Startinart.com. Hi, Elaine.
Hi.
It just makes me so happy to be talking with you and introducing you to my people.
Well, so, I'm very excited to talk with you too.
So, did we meet at NAMS? Was that?
Yes, we met at NAMS. We met at a pre-NAMS event that you hosted that I jumped into.
That's right. So big thank you to David Perdue for NAMS, because it introduced me, let me meet so many people who I've come to just really hold precious in my life. And thanks to Phaedra, because we did that pre-NAMS day together, Phaedra Koenig and I.
Yes.
So, yay. So, you're an entrepreneur.
Yes.
And you're an artist.
Yes.
And you teach art.
I do.
And now that's how you express your entrepreneurship too.
Yes.
So I'm trying to decide if I want to play with the entrepreneurship side of it first or the art side of it first. Let's go with the entrepreneurship thing first, because how long have you been exploring ways to make this a profitable business for you?
As far as exploring using art as a business, I jumped into that in 2012.
Okay. And that, what were those first steps?
Well, I had already been producing art and participating in shows, but I got around a bunch of internet marketers who were building businesses online, and we were talking about something that I could offer that would be accessible to a lot of people. And so one gal asked me if I had ever taught children, and I said, oh gosh, yes, since I was a teenager, I'd been working with children, doing summer programs and church camps and things like that. She said, I'll bet that's something that you could build. So I started doing little classes here. Actually, it's funny how the story started. I had a little boy that lived behind me, and he would come up on my screen porch and put his nose up against the window to see into my work area, because he always wanted to see what I was painting. And he'd knock on the window and he'd come in and he'd want me to tell him all about the painting. And then one day he said, Miss Elaine, would you please teach me how to paint? And I said, sure, Joseph. He was probably 7 years old at the time. And so I gave him a little gift certificate for his birthday for 2 art lessons. And his first question was, can I bring a friend? He brought a friend with him. These 2 little boys sat at my table and they did some art. And I said, okay, Joseph, you've got 1 more lesson. And they both said, can we bring a friend? So the next thing I knew, I had parents calling me and asking me if I would teach their children. And they were all neighborhood kids. So I had a driveway full of bicycles and kids all over the floor drawing and painting. And because I wasn't set up at that point to teach. So that made me go to the zoning department for our town. And I was zoned to teach in my home, and we converted our garage into a teaching space, got heat and air and lighting and all of that stuff. And I've been teaching there and out in the community ever since.
So you offer summer art camps.
Yes. Summer art camps, and then I do private parties and private lessons, and I teach at active senior centers. I have ongoing classes at the library, so I'm out in the community quite a bit. And I love doing that. I love the personal interaction. I love watching people who are discovering that they actually can do it for the first time. That's so mm-hmm. rewarding. But there's only so much of me to go around. And so that's why I want to build the online teaching so that I can touch more lives with it.
Mm-hmm. So that's where startinart.com comes in.
Right.
You actually have some online courses available that people can come and learn from you virtually. As I look at the website right now, there are 5 different classes that people could choose from using different mediums and creative angles to create art.
I started with non-traditional mediums, because there is so much out there available in traditional mediums. And I feel like learning art is kind of like when my son was in middle school and decided he wanted to do band, They had the band director come in with a bunch of students with different instruments. And each student played a different instrument. And then he asked the class, which one of these appeals to you? Because you're making a commitment, you know, to buy the instrument and to learn it. So I feel the same way about art, that you're going to get exposed to a medium that might be non-traditional that you absolutely love.
Yeah.
And can dive into that. And if you do decide to go traditional, for example, if you decided to do oil painting, there's already so much available that you can jump into. So I wanted to start with non-traditional, and then I'll move into traditional mediums as well.
So I'm feeling a total spark around this whole idea about trying different things. And, you know, I love what that teacher did with the kids, giving them permission to try different things. Here's something I make up about a lot of adults, is that they may have tried a thing or two in the past that didn't spark their creativity. And so they made up that they're just not artistic.
Right.
And there's so many options. It'd be a shame if you left it there, if you didn't try something different.
No, my belief about creativity definitely is, my faith is immersed in that, because I believe that the creator, who I call the master artist, especially when I see a beautiful sunset, the creator made us with the desire to be creative. I think that little creative seed is in every single person, and it is stirring and humming your entire life. And there's times when you, when it's not in the forefront of your thinking, but I believe it's always there, and that you just need to nudge it a little bit and try something. And it may be the thing that makes your heart sing.
I totally agree. I got to tell you, did I tell you about the hole punching story?
No.
So you know I love to doodle.
Yeah.
And I thought it would be really fun to doodle, but to doodle designs and take a tin can and then use a hole punch to punch that design into the side of a tin can so that there could be a light inside and cool. and that my design would glow. And I was like, oh, I can't wait to do this. So I went online and I bought a little hole punch kit. And I was so tickled when it showed up, and I drew my little design on, and then I proceeded to try to punch the first hole. And I bent the can. and I tried and I tried and I tried, and it was awful. Other people do this. I don't know how, but I could not figure out the right thing. And I ended up giving the kit away and saying, forget that. Like, that was a great idea in my head, but in practice, it was frustrating and violent. Mm-hmm. And so I let that go. And well, then I decided, well, maybe I'll paint rocks. Maybe that's a little less violent and more appropriate. So I have enjoyed some rock painting since then. But as frustrating as it was to not be able to create what I thought I was going to create, I'm glad I gave myself permission to try and find out I hated it. You know?
Yeah.
That just feels really powerful to me, to give myself permission to try and to go, yuck, yuck, I didn't like it, you know, but to keep going and find something else. So I love that you teach people that you've got these classes on using unusual things to create art, I happen to know that you got your start in art with non-traditional materials, like way back in the day. Will you share your story of how you first discovered an interest in creating art?
I was a very independent child. My mother had my second sibling when I was four. My sister Mindy was born, and my brother was two, and then I was four. And we lived in a house that the garage had a hole in the wall. I have no idea how it got there. My family was pretty crazy, but there was a hole in the wall. And I could break off a piece of that drywall. And if you ever look at the material they use to make walls, it's paper on both sides of a chalk interior. That interior is called gypsum. And it is the main component of any kind of chalk. And then the front walk to my house was made out of slate, so I could break off a piece of this wall and go sit on my front walk and use that gypsum to draw. So I would draw the birds and the trees and imaginary things, but I could sit there for hours. And I never had to ask mommy for a piece of paper or a pencil. I had my own art materials. And in the summer, I remember the stones burning my legs and turning them bright red. And in the winter, I can remember sitting out there and realizing that I could barely hold the chalk anymore because my fingers were numb. But it's the first time I experienced flow, which is that time when time passes without you even recognizing that it's passing. You're so, so involved in what you're doing. So that's how I started. And when I went to kindergarten, in kindergarten, they have those great big easels. I mean, if I look at them now, it's probably small, but to me, it was as big as my head. And it had big pots of paint and a great big paintbrush. And I'll never forget dipping the brush into that red paint and swiping it across the paper, and my mouth dropped, and I just stood there and went, "What?" And I knew I was in love and I was an artist. That was that.
Did your family encourage you? Did they notice?
They did. I was always in the art room all through school. Art was always my favorite project. And then when I got into high school, I had a wonderful art teacher that allowed me to come there after school. There were a couple of us that would just go there and piddle around and play with all kinds of different things. And then when I decided to go to art school, my father drove me for my interview, which was about 4 hours away. So I ended up going to Syracuse University for fine art. And then I went to Bible College for a year and then was hired as an illustrator. So
you've illustrated books?
I have done some book illustration, and I did a monthly children's magazine. It was a Christian children's magazine, international, for this Christian ministry. So
now I am blessed. I actually have two pieces of Elaine Allen art in my home. I shared, it was when we first met, wasn't it? When I was shared about Big Tree.
Oh, that's
Big
right.
Tree Business Philosophy. And then you sent me a copy of a painting you'd done of a big, beautiful tree out in the field.
Yep.
And so I have that. And then last year you had an opportunity to go to Italy.
That's right.
So talk about that trip.
That was a long time desire of mine to, first of all, I wanted to learn from an impressionist master. So I searched for an impressionist master that learned the traditional method via, used to be that artists learned from a master. They would apprentice to a master. So you could trace an artist's lineage back to the master, back through the masters that he had learned from. So I found this artist, he was an American, who could trace his lineage back to John Singer Sargent, and who was contemporaries with Degas and Monet. And I thought, whoa, this would be a cool guy to learn from. And I loved his work. And it just so happened that his studio was in a place in the world that I've always wanted to go. He has a studio on Lake Como in Italy. So I went to study with him for a couple of weeks.
You wanted to make that happen, and you used crowdfunding to assist you in achieving your dream. Which site did you use?
I used GoFundMe, I think. Yeah. And you know, Kelly, you were the spark plug for that. I was not even considering crowdfunding. I had worked and saved and scratched together the money to go. And it was in a conversation with you at beach camp where I said, well, Kelly, I got the class paid for and the flight paid for and the hotel, but I'm probably going to be packing peanut butter. There will not be any champagne. And you said, you've got so many people that would support an artistic venture like this. So you encouraged me to do it, and that put me over the edge. I was able to really enjoy my trip because of that. So one of the things that I offered to people who donated was original artwork after I returned. So that's what you got.
Yes.
Jumping in.
So it's something you created while you were there that just makes me so happy when I look at it. If you only had an idea of how much it means that I have something from you in my home, because I don't display things lightly. I don't decorate for the sake of decorating. If it exists in my line of sight, it's because I really want to look at it. You know, not just because it looks pretty or it went together, but because this I choose. And I definitely choose those things. Mm-hmm. I love those. And yeah, I love Patreon and GoFundMe and all those websites that let people participate in your journey. You know, it's just, it's so cool to be able to do that. And so Start in Art, you do have courses available. What I want my audience to know is that, you know, you can go over there, you can sign up and begin to experience one of her courses right away. And Aline, you provide, like, they come into this course having no idea, because you're going to tell them what materials they need, where to buy it, if you have a preference on brand, etc. And then you have video.
Yep.
Captured the entire process.
Right.
I just love that. I think that'll give people courage to go ahead and give it a try.
And everything that's on there is so easy. It's not anything that anybody would struggle with. And most of the stuff, the materials are very inexpensive.
Yeah. Very cool. So where do you want to take this from here? Like, do you have plans for more classes soon?
Definitely have plans for more classes. I want to do a intro to watercolor class. That is the thing I get asked for the most often. Mm-hmm. So what I would love to do is do that live. I'd like to, because I love to teach live,
yeah,
I'd like to experiment with that. So I may offer it as a beta You know, if people sign up on that Start in Art website, they'll get emails from me. And I plan to send out free instruction, you know, little videos to the people on that list as well.
So you can go to startinart.com, drop your name and email in the box, and she'll let you know about new classes and any free resources that she's releasing. There are classes you can sign up for right now. And we probably ought to get links to your Facebook on this page, because you've been going live here and there talking about things.
Right. I just set up a Start in Art group. Mm-hmm. And a Start in Art page. So I haven't invited anybody over there yet, but I'm trying to send information over to that. And I'll go live in the group once there are some folks over there.
Awesome. So your desire is to build this up. You really have a heart to have an impact on people, to lean that they would find their creativity and be able to lean into it. But I know you're interested in the long run in partnering with other artists.
Yes. the master that I went to learn from is recording some of his teachings. So I'd love to be able to offer that.
Mm-hmm.
People that are interested in going down that road. There's people that do so well things that I am not teaching. So I'd love to partner with them and introduce them to my audience.
So any artists listening that you're intrigued by what Elaine's doing, don't you hesitate, reach out. And who knows what kind of fun stuff you guys can come up with together. So Elaine, thank you so much for taking time to talk with me today.
Thank you, Kelly.
Hey, you're back with Kelly, wrapping up this episode number 16 of Love People and Make Money. Oh, I so enjoyed spending the time with Elaine today. I hope you did too. I feel like everyone who spends time with Elaine falls in love with her just a little bit and always looks forward to their next chance to spend a little time with her. I get to spend time with her again very soon. She's coming to the Beach House, the Beachpreneurs Beach House, this next month. And I'll see her again in Daytona, because she's coming to the Beachpreneurs Beach Camp event. That's April 12th, 13th, and 14th on Daytona Beach. If you would love to spend some time with me and Elaine and all of the other awesome women that come to Beachpreneurs, get your ticket and come be a part of the event. It's going to be so fantastic. That's it for this week. I have really enjoyed spending the time with you, as always. So I'll see you next time. Go love people and make money.